I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Brandon Jones, Wonder Root's Program Manager for Public Art, Professional Development, and Arts and Activism. Brandon, how are you?
I'm well. I'm very happy to be here.
Happy to have you in. This is our podcast debut.
It is our very first time together.
Yeah, so hopefully it's the first of many, but I'm glad to spend some time with you today. What's happening in your world? You know what? No, I know what's happening in your world. There's lots of very exciting news in your world as it relates to public art. So let's start with that one first.
A very busy and exciting world.
Yes. So En Route.
Yes.
Talk about En Route.
Sure. So En Route is this really dynamic mural art project that Wonder Root is leading in partnership with the Transformation Alliance and MARTA, where we will be putting artistic text-based murals done fabulously by Faham Upaku on four various MARTA stations throughout the city. And so what's really significant about this project is that this is a community-driven project. All of the content that will take place on all of the murals will be completely derived from engagement and feedback from the communities around each of the stations.
And when you talk about community engagement, what does that mean?
Sure. So often around Atlanta, and I guess nationally as a whole, we see public art spring up in neighborhoods that does not reflect the essence of the people in which engage with it most. And so what we are really passionate about here at Wonder Root is giving community stakeholders, which are the residents that live in the rounds, that live around certain neighborhoods, the people who work in those neighborhoods, and the people who transit and frequent those neighborhoods, all stakeholders, giving them the opportunity to have a say on what the art around them looks like, it expresses and communicates. So what we do here at Wonder Root is we make sure that through a series of activities and meetings, we get to the essence of what the community wants, how the artists can represent their voices and use their public art pieces to reflect what makes them who they are.
Okay. Now, in the case of En Route, you mentioned four MARTA stations. I know three of them have been publicly announced.
Yes.
The fourth one will be announced later. That's King Memorial, Oakland City, and Hamilton E. Holmes Station.
Yes, sir.
So there's a lot happening concurrently.
Yeah.
So could you maybe give the scope of the project in terms of how long this project is anticipated to last?
Sure. So it's important to note that this is a project in which we are investing a great deal of time. The full scope of the project will be roughly around 18 months. We are hoping to have all four murals completed by the end of 2016. What's interesting about this process is that there will be a great deal of overlap. At some point, we will be working on all four murals at the exact same time. We are setting aside a very thorough community engagement process of about 6 months, which will involve selection of advisory committees and selection committees. And so that process, as specific and special as it is, deserves a great deal of time. We've set aside consecutive execution time. So each month, Fahamu will be working on a different mural and speeding through with the assistance of two supporting artists around each station.
So there are ample opportunities for stakeholders to be involved.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this project, is that whether you are an artist or just a resident, there are many ways for you to get engaged and to be active in this process.
Okay. Well, for all of those who are listening, stay tuned. There will be many more public announcements around En Route in the coming weeks and months. But let's shift gears and ask a very important question. What are people for, Brandon?
What are people for? I can say that What Are People For is a community-based public art project that is co-led by the Reynolds Town Civic Improvement League and Wonder Root. We will be using the artistic genius of lead artist William Massey to construct 9 artistic markers around the neighborhood that reflect the stories and people that have shaped Reynoldstown through the years. And in hope, we will be honoring the rich legacy that the neighborhood has, as well as taking a vibrant snapshot of what the neighborhood looks like today.
Now, one of the things that jumps out in my mind when you say markers, you know, these aren't your typical signs that say, you know, Atlanta 10 miles ahead, or, you know, Augusta, you know, 100 miles, you know, east. I guess these aren't your typical street signs,
if you will. Not at all.
So talk about, like, what we think we may be seeing.
Absolutely. Come on, Floyd. This is Wonder Root. We're going to be a little bit more creative than that. The beauty about this is that William Massey has taken key concepts and events throughout history and is creating artistic, creations and sculptures from refurbished railroad materials. Each of the markers has a different theme. We are tackling heavy issues in this neighborhood, such as the white flight movement that happened in the late 40s. We are also tackling gentrification and the revitalization of this neighborhood. So we're digging deep into what has shaped Reynoldstown, and each marker will somehow abstractly represent that concept.
Now, we talked about engagement from the community with En Route in a very sort of large scale way. Mm-hmm. When it comes to what are people for and being focused in and around Reynoldstown, that's a very hyper-local emphasis. But still very much about engaging the community. So talk about that process in the context of what are people for?
Sure. So similar to En Route, this is another project that is really led by the community, but in a more intimate way, I would say, with what are people for. The community, through a series of public meetings and a very strong advisory team, have done their own outreach with their neighbors and their fellow residents to kind of dig back into a collective memory of what the folklore is of the neighborhood. So we are really telling personal stories. We're hearing about events and individual people who have often been unnamed and forgotten through history. And, you know, that type of work, that type of detail can only happen on a very intimate level with talking to people who have lived it. And that's the beauty of what are people for. Is there's so many people and residents still here in the neighborhood that have lived here their whole lives for several generations and have a great deal to say about the beauty of the neighborhood. And it's important to note that a neighborhood like Reynoldstown is in a very particular moment of change and transition, and so it's most important for us now to be reaching out to those elderly residents, the people who have been here for generations, and getting their perspective on what the neighborhood was and how they see it transitioning and kind of their input on where they see the neighborhood going. Because, again, it's those voices that often get overlooked and forgotten.
Well, I am very excited to see William's work and to really see, as you mentioned, you know, the depth and the layers of these stories and that folklore, because we work in Reynoldstown here at Wonder Root, and we're often around this area, but there are lots of things that we just may not know because we haven't been here for as long as some of the residents. So,
And Floyd, I have to point out that, you know, not only just us as organization and businesses that are here in Reynoldstown, but a great number of the residents here currently have lived in Reynoldstown for less than 10 years, most of them less than 5. So there's a very large population here in Reynoldstown who are residents that don't also know the rich legacy and history. One aspect being that Reynoldstown is the first slave settlement in Atlanta.
Wow.
founded around the railroad system. And I just think that little tidbit of knowledge in and of itself is really beautiful to remember when we look at how Reynoldstown is changing and evolving.
And from your perspective, what I'm getting from you is that it seems like there are lots of Reynoldstown residents that have been around for a very short amount of time.
Yes.
And others who have been around for a very long time.
Absolutely.
So this is maybe helping to perhaps fill some of that in-between space.
Absolutely. Bridging that gap is very important with us. And uniting those two separate groups in the neighborhood, having them converse with one another and bridge that gap in the relationship has been a beautiful part of this process.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's change gears very, very slightly. Well, ever so slightly. And talking about Reynoldstown,
yeah.
Walthall is a street that runs through Reynoldstown.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the Walthall Fellowship, the Walthall Artist Fellowship. What's happening in terms of the Walthall Artist Fellows right now?
Absolutely. Well, I have to just say that the Walthall Artist Fellowship right now is such a it's such a passion and love for me right now, because I am just so excited for the world to get to know these 12 fellows. They are just a group of dynamic artists, each of them full of talent and promise, and very excited for them and their futures. But right now we're at this very exciting stage where we are in the thick of having our symposiums, which educate the fellows on a number of issues that will be prevalent to their careers, from legal and contract negotiation to grant writing and marketing to, you know, how to work with institutions and meeting with curators. All of this very important information, and we're just in the thick of, you know, bridging those connections.
Now, this is a very interesting moment for the fellowship. I say that from a stance of calendar specificity, because you're talking about the emerging class,
mm-hmm.
but currently the group show for the past class is still on display.
And it's incredible.
So
it's absolutely incredible.
There's some Walthall duality there. Talk
yeah.
about both of those.
Well, Portalism, which is the exhibition that is currently on display at MoCA GA, is a dynamic piece of work from our previous year's group of fellows. And I think it's so inspiring for our current 2015-2016 fellows to see that exhibition. At the opening, it was a very magical experience, because there were a great deal of my current fellows that were there witnessing this moment where these artists were presenting their work in museums for the very first time and displaying a body of work that they had been working on throughout that collective fellowship year. And it was just so inspiring for them to be excited about starting that process on their own. And so I think it's the overlap between the two is very necessary and very inspiring, and I think it just speaks to our arts community here in Atlanta and how we can constantly feed and learn from each other.
Now, Brandon, for those of our listeners who are hearing this podcast and are just learning about the Walthall Artist Fellowship,
sure.
Clearly, the deadline for this current class has already passed, and it's already in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who are interested and would like to stay in touch or keep tabs on what's happening and maybe apply next year,
mm-hmm.
what should they do?
Sure. Well, I would just advise them to stay connected with Wonderroot in general through our Facebook page, through our website, because we are always posting new information about our fellows, and to be on the lookout for our applications for the next fellowship year, which will be put out in the spring.
All right. And also they can go to MoCA GA and see the current show.
Absolutely have to go to MoCA GA and see the current show.
And you know what? Let's talk about MoCA GA, because the Museum of Contemporary Art Georgia has been a very valuable partner for us.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
mm-hmm.
about that relationship.
Sure. So the beauty in that is that MoCA GA have been very hospitable to Wonderroot, and specifically the Walthall Artist Fellowship, as serving as a place for us to convene, and also giving this amazing opportunity to all of our fellows. They've been very generous in that process. I believe that when we were looking for potential partners for final exhibitions, Mocha GA just was perfectly aligned with their core belief system, as well as they have a very strong invested interest in supporting young artists, supporting growing artists, and giving them opportunities and platforms. And so much of that is, of course, directly aligned with what the Waltham Artist Fellowship is. So it was a perfect fit that we would merge together.
Well, Brandon, our first podcast is coming to an end.
Oh, already?
Yeah, but because, you know, we kind of teased it at the very beginning, this is our first podcast. And what our listeners may not know is that you are only a few months into your tenure here at Wonderroot.
Yeah, yeah.
So just for a brief moment, talk about maybe some of your favorite things over this first few months for you.
Well, not only am I new to Wonderroot, I'm also new to the city of Atlanta. I've only been here since January. And I can say what's been most magical about my time here is getting to know the incredible talent that's here in Atlanta. I lived in New York City for close to a decade, and so there, of course, there was no shortage of amazing talent and artists there. However, Atlanta is where it's at. I can say that I am so I'm so inspired and in awe of all of the incredible artists that pass through and that have set residency here in the city. And, you know, it's been a joy getting to know and building relationships with all of them.
Well, Brandon, for our listeners out there who would love to learn more about areas where you're impacting, whether it be the Waltham Artist Fellowship, whether it be public art or arts and activism, let all of our listeners know how they can contact you.
Sure. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me at brandon@wonderroot.org. And again, I'm Brandon Jones.
All right. Brandon Jones, Wonderroot's program manager. Brandon, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.